Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
I just had a terrible thought.
Hey, just wondering, what was the purpose when you started the show? You know, did you just start it like, hey, let's make a podcast, dude? Or did you just kind of have no purpose and you just kind of looked over and be like, you want to make a podcast? And you're like, yeah. Because, yeah, it seems like people are confused about it. You go, oh, they're bitching about this and that. And then you have a show where you're like, oh, we're happy. Let's have happy thoughts. So, yeah, what was your goal when you did this, or did you not have one?
So, once again, that was Austin.
yeah.
I want to start off and say I really hope he wasn't mad about the intro last
week. Oh, yeah. I just thought it was funny.
That really didn't mean any offense at all. We just thought it was kind of funny because he seems to be the only one leaving voicemails.
So yeah.
We had to throw that in. That was like a tribute. But going into what Austin said, like how we started the podcast, let's break it down.
All right. Well, Orion and I are both kind of artists, I guess. I don't like saying that because it makes me feel like a douche. But, you know, like I make music and we're both very visual people and we make visual art and stuff. And
both,
you know,
awesome. Yes.
Orion likes to write poetry when he's drunk.
Fuck you.
But so I felt like we're these creative people and we're not doing anything. We both have shit jobs.
Yeah, we're working day jobs. Yeah.
We just work to get by, and that's it. That's, you know, that's what we've been doing with ourselves. And occasionally we'll like make something just for us and show it off to other people that we're friends with. But, you know, that's it. We're not going anywhere. We're not doing anything. So I bought some web space because I decided I wanted to do something. I didn't know what it was going to be, but I wanted to make a website. And I made like a little personal website. I bought a domain name for that, but I didn't really do anything with it. And then I was like, well, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I've always kind of wanted to do one.
Yeah. Kyle has, before we started, I knew Kyle, he would always listen to podcasts like at work. He was a big fan of a lot of them. So,
right. And so I decided, you know, it'd be kind of cool to do one. And I thought we probably could. So I said, hey, Orion, would you be interested in doing a podcast?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And at the time, the only podcast I really listened to was the MMJ show that Kyle turned me on to. And I loved it in the aspect that it wasn't like, you know, listening to the radio in the morning, you know, where it's professionals. It's funny. It's good. But it had that zaniness. It wasn't very personal. And I listened to the MMJ show. And though the quality wasn't that great, I loved just getting in depth with the people that were speaking, like them talking about their lives and shit, just really shooting the shit. I loved that idea. So when Kyle came to me, I was like, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, and there's so many shitty podcasts out there that I felt like I said, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I'm at work 8.5 hours a day. I listen to probably like 7 to 7.5 hours of podcasts a day. And it's kind of hard to fill that much time in a day with decent podcasts.
Yeah.
Because even the ones that are good quality in terms of the audio and stuff, a lot of them are just boring or stupid. And then there are tons of them where it's just some guy in like his laptop and it's, well, kind of.
Hey, back up. KJ Sisko.
Kind of KJ Sisko-esque, you know, lots and lots of background noises.
But not even close to KJ Sisko.
Of course, he's a podcast god.
He is.
But so I figured there was a space for this. Even if we weren't the best around, we'd be better than a lot of the podcasts out there. There's so many podcasts out there that suck. So I thought, well, we could do this. And I asked Orion, hey, you want to do a podcast? He was like, sure. And so I went out and I got a couple of microphones and I asked around, what should we call the show? And one of our friends gave us a bunch of ideas. And one of the ones that he suggested was, I just had a terrible thought. So we picked that.
Yeah, we both like that. Yeah.
And we made a conscious decision to make it just kind of a general show, not anything specific. Like, we didn't want to do a video game podcast, for example, because that would maybe limit our audience.
Yeah, we didn't want to limit the audience. We wanted to just, you know, pretty much sit down and talk about anything.
Yeah, anything we wanted to bring up. So that's pretty much it. I mean, we didn't necessarily have it in mind that we were going to do a show where we ranted about stuff and that kind of thing, but that's just kind of the way it came out.
Yeah, as we were going on, I thought it was just cool just to give some insight to who we were, like with stories and stuff, on top of bringing up topics out there.
Right.
And I thought that was cool. So I don't know. I hope people feel the same way. It's better to talk, you know, about ourselves and get in depth about our lives and all the crazy shit we do on top of talking about stories like a lot of podcasts do, just talking about shit. And it's, to me, that's just fucking boring.
But it's also important not to get too wrapped up in your personal life when you're doing a show like this, because some shows you'll listen to them and they tell inside jokes among themselves and stuff. It's like walking into a conversation between a bunch of people that you don't know, and being completely lost because they're constantly telling inside jokes and shit, and you know you don't want to do that.
We were real careful, not to do that.
And you don't want to be telling a story on the podcast and go, and then John, you know John, he said blah, blah, blah.
I know John. Oh, you remember
that?
Well,
nobody else knows John.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of shit.
So and you'll hear that on other podcasts. It's garbage.
Yeah. There was no real specific idea in mind of what the show was going to be about.
Yeah, we just kind of, you know, did it and went with it. And I think it turned out to be a great success.
But the show is called I Just Had a Terrible Thought.
Yes.
Which was pointed out in the comments for this past episode, the positive episode. and I can't believe I didn't even think of that. I felt like a retard. But
Went over my head.
It is called I Just Had a Terrible Thought. So people complaining about the show being negative, you know, what did you expect?
Yeah.
It's not called I Just Thought About Gumdrops and Fairy Tales, you know. So, I don't know. But
yeah, we address that shit, and I think it goes both ways. We're not just talking about, it wasn't like a positive episode. We were just, trying to not, bash people, I guess.
But, yeah.
Yeah. That was the big...
even like when we'd bring up stuff we liked, I always ended up getting onto stuff I didn't like.
Some rant, yeah.
So yeah, there probably won't be a lot more positive itch at. I mean, I'm not saying we won't bring up things that we like, because we will, but...
Yeah, say we just go with the flow, you know, whatever feels right.
Yeah, whatever catches our attention is
what's
going to come
up. Yeah, what comes to mind, yep, and we'll address it and talk about it.
I am still going to try to refrain a little bit from the religion talk, just because, like I said, I felt like I was repeating myself. But
yeah,
but that's really the only reason. I'm not going to do it out of like respect to somebody's feelings.
Yeah. To defend you, though, a lot of shit out there that's great to talk about involves religion. The good shit, the nit and grit.
Well, that's because they're nuts and they're always doing nutty shit.
We'll have to avoid that for a little bit. But like you said, not because you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. So
we got some comments about the rap that we posted with the last show.
I hope you all enjoyed the rap.
Yeah, the comments were mostly positive. The most negative one there was actually from Austin.
Yeah.
And all he said really was that some parts of it were really good and other parts of it were just good. So, you know, that's fair.
That is fair, yeah.
I'd like to do it again in the future.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know about setting another deadline because we got...
Ooh, that was tough.
Real close to the deadline.
Yeah, we brought that up. Yeah, as the week came to a close, we weren't getting many comments, you know, giving input and shit. So we were really tight on time. And that's why the last episode came out
right.
So late.
But like I said, I'd like to do it again. And if you'd like to do it again, I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, so, I would love to, yeah.
You know, in the future, if you're in the comments or whatever and you have an idea for a rap or whatever, just throw it up there. I can't guarantee we'll do it. And I definitely can't guarantee we'll do it anytime soon. But, you know, maybe.
Yeah, it didn't seem that hard.
It wasn't hard. It was just a little time-consuming.
We were pressed for time,
and
yeah.
We didn't start working on it until...
Yeah, if we had 1 week, it would have been cake. But, yeah, we had a couple days, so...
And only like a couple hours per day, too.
Yep.
And that's like writing and recording. Like, we'd write a few lines and then record them.
Yep.
right then and there.
Yeah.
Gary left us a comment, said he didn't mean to upset you, Orion.
Hey, Gary, it's all right.
I'm definitely not going to live out the rest of my life happy and content, but I think our lobotomized Buddhist friend has a chance. So do those guys with Down syndrome I saw playing basketball at the beach the other day.
Now, before we mention that, I just want to say this whole bullshit thing about people living their lives happy and content, you know, it's really not realistic because, like Kyle said, everybody has their ups and downs. But I hope that people live their lives happy and content, you know, with, you know, you know, with their own potential that they have. So I just want to scrap that. And nobody should be calling out who should be happy or will be happy or whatnot. I hope everyone is happy and everybody else should feel the same way. But on to the Down syndrome.
Well, I laughed out loud when I read that the first
basketball.
Time because he said, you know, he saw guys with Down syndrome playing basketball at the beach. And the first thing I pictured in my
head
was a bunch of kids with Down syndrome on the beach, like in the sand
in
with
the
basketballs
trying
to play basketball. I thought that's what he meant
that's
at first, but
hilarious.
I'm pretty sure there must have been a basketball court near there.
Yeah, it must have been. Yeah. But that was a great visual. God damn. Oh, the Downs.
I love kids with Down syndrome.
Oh, man.
They are nature's comedians. That's, man.
Yeah. Oh, shit. What else we got? Who else?
Oh, Gary also said he wants more of Orion's suggestions for thinking outside the box when it comes to boning.
Oh, yeah. Because I didn't really get into that, did I?
Well, you kind of did. A little bit.
Kind of. Well, yeah. I think I kind of put myself in a bad position there because there's only so many positions and locations you can fuck. I mean, it's the act of fucking, but, you know, use your imagination, and I've probably done it, so I'm not going to get too...
You use your imagination, and you've probably done it?
Yeah, so I'm not going to get too far into that. And simply, God, Ollie's going to listen to this, and see, if I get into this shit, she's going to cut my balls off, I swear to God. Anytime I mention this kind of shit, she'll listen to it and go, oh my fucking God, you did not just say that.
Your balls have had a good run.
That's true. They're calloused. They're tough.
It's time they're retired.
That too, yeah.
What were you telling me before we started the show about jerking it? We were Austin Trees.
Oh yeah,
Austin Trees made some comment about jerking it in the bathroom into
the
toilet,
fuck?
So he wouldn't
yeah.
have to clean it up and stuff.
Yeah, and I said, who the fuck? And I stand alone, I guess. But, you know, if you agree with me, whatever. But who the fuck masturbates in the bathroom? Just, what are you doing? You standing there with your laptop? Or if you don't, you looking in the mirror? What are you doing? Like, personally, I need to see the porn. I've, you know, back in the day when I was a kid, I could, you know, just be anywhere and masturbate and climax. But I can't do that anymore. I need something. Like, my dick is calloused.
I got to stop you for a second. How would looking in the mirror help?
I don't know. That's what I'm picturing them doing. Like, what are you doing, dude?
Like jerking off to themselves? Like, oh,
maybe.
Man, I'm so hot. Or
well, maybe not thinking that, but are you sitting on the... What are you doing in the bathroom? It's just not the place for it.
Do you watch videos of dudes jerking it to jerk it?
I don't. Like, but if they're in the bathroom...
It's just funny to me that you thought of that. You were like, I get the laptop thing because they could be watching porn, but the looking in the mirror thing, I don't even know where you came...
Well, like...
How you came to that.
If you're going to masturbate in the bathroom, it's cool, I guess, for me, if I go in the bathroom to masturbate, I'm going to bring a laptop and I got to watch something. I can't just be there without anything. And if I'm there with nothing, what am I doing? Sitting on the toilet? Am I looking in the mirror? You know, that is ridiculous.
The internet has killed your imagination is what you're telling me.
Yes, I need more every time.
More and more. Soon you're going to be watching snuff films because it just got to get more extreme, dog.
Just a little bit, yeah.
I don't need porn. I'm not saying I don't use porn, but I don't need porn to jerk off. Like, I don't need outside
visuals. I am about to expire.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm getting old.
You're getting old.
Yeah. Yeah, I just thought that. I'm like, what the fuck?
Pretty soon you're going to need Viagra just to jerk it.
Oh, God. Nah, I got Aldi. She's rough. Rough. Oh, crazy bitch. Crazy. Anyways, moving on.
Oh, we made a promo with the help of our friend Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Finally. I've been supposed to write up a script for a promo for like months now.
Yeah, we've been busy and shit. But
well, plus, I'm just a procrastinator. I didn't, you know, everything I could think of, like immediately, everything that was coming into my head sounded completely retarded.
Yeah, yeah. And he ended up sending us like his own little promo, kind of simple. And I had no idea he was this good.
Yeah, he does some professional voice work. He's done voice work for commercials and stuff.
Yeah.
And
he
sent us this little clip, and I cut it together with some music and a couple of clips from our show.
It's pretty cool for a promo. If you listen to any other promos, they suck. This is the shit.
Well, I don't know about that.
No, it is the shit. Listen to anything else out there. This is top notch. Fuck everything else.
Well, here it is, so check it out.
Oh, yeah. Check this out.
In a world where
where shitty podcasts can give you gay cancer. Two brave souls dare to be different. Kyle.
Hey, why don't you go watch the Smurfs while I fucking trip balls?
Orion.
Well, guess what? They're dead, asshole. All of them.
I just had a terrible thought.
Dave says, I played that for Dave, and he said he thinks that the background music is up too high.
Yeah, what kind of speakers are you listening to? Because it sounds great to me.
It sounds okay to me on our speakers, and it sounds okay to me in headphones, but I'd be interested to hear if anybody else thinks that it sounds like the background music is up too high, because maybe it's something I'm missing. But I think it came out pretty well.
Yeah, even so, it wouldn't be that noticeable. Nobody would really pick out that technicality. Dave has the experience, so yeah.
It's up so high that it competes with the dialogue, then it's a problem. If you can't hear what we're saying.
We were concerned, yeah. So Kyle checked it out in headphones, on our shit speakers, everything, and we couldn't really find a problem, so.
Yeah, so let us know if it sounds funny to you.
Yeah, let us know. And thank you, Dave. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. Dave is the best.
Damn, you hear that fucking voice? That is the shit.
Yeah, he does a pretty good version of that movie guy voice.
Yeah.
I'm going to put up a promos page, so there'll be a little link on the side by like the free stickers page and the about page and that stuff, and we'll add that on there, and then if we make any more promos in the future, we'll put those there.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So if you have a podcast and you want to play our promo, or you want to link somebody to it or whatever, that's where you'll be able to find it.
Yeah, but let us know if you do when we do it.
Yeah, let us
so
know.
We can plug you in, to be fair, so that'd be cool.
Got another voicemail from Austin.
Hey guys, I have a possible idea for a show. And this is the second time I've called, but personally I think this one's more, I don't know, more something I'd rather hear you guys talk about. I just watched some stupid show where they're like, world's stupidest, craziest, violent, whatever the fuck. And this one's focus was on citizens under attack. And the violent crimes that people do to other people while robbing them, while trying to protect their street territory because that's where they sell drugs or that's where they have prostitutes or whatever the fuck it is. Just my thought on how to punish these people is that you should just kill them. If you don't have enough respect for my life that you want to be beating the shit out of me with 7 of your friends just so you can rob me, pull a gun on me and beat the shit out of me with the gun, shoot me, shoot at me, whatever the fuck you're trying to do, you're saying that all I want is your money and I kind of want to hurt you. That kind of shit I don't think should be acceptable in any way, shape, or form. And when they were listing off some of the punishments that these people got, I would have, if I was there and had the ability to be like, well, we're going to give them this trial and this amount of time, or you could just stab them in the throat and leave the knife there and see if they actually want to take it out of their throat and die that way or die a little slower because they're bleeding out, because I don't think they should be given the chance to live. If you don't respect my life, your life should not be respected, and that irritates the fuck out of me, and I think that should be a law. I know it's a little crazy, but this shit really pisses the fuck out of me. And my whole question was, and maybe you can make a show out of it or part of a show, what are your thoughts on law and punishment? And it could just be violent crime-related stuff, or it could be, you know, just a lot of issues that are illegal but you think shouldn't be, or how you think prostitution should be dealt with. I think prostitution should be legal, but I think pimps should be put in jail for slave owners. But that's what they're doing. And so there's just like a whole bunch of stupid ass shit that I would just love to change the laws and have it as I see fit. Now, obviously, I'm a little different, so maybe I'm crazy. Sorry this was long, but whatever.
Okay, well, that's kind of a lot to cover. He's got violent crime and crime in general and
law and punishment, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot to cover. But
go ahead.
I have some thoughts. Like, in my anthropology class, we brought this up. Like, the whole gang thing in, you know, in slums and ghetto neighborhoods and stuff, and why do they act that way? It's nobody agrees with it. It's shit. But trying to understand why this happens, it's not necessarily, you know, a lack of education or whatnot, because, you know, a lot of the schools in the areas are shit. They don't get enough funding. The teachers suck, you know. So it's not necessarily that. It's just lack of social aspects. Like, everyone around them is in this kind of social, like, it's just crime. Crime is everywhere. Gangs, that's all they know. So it's they to adapt, to survive, they kind of become a part of this new network of society that's completely outside of ours. And we look in on that. Of course, it's wrong, but it's survival for them. So I wouldn't kill them all. Though I disagree with all of it.
That sounds like kind of a cop out to me. Like, you can't go out and beat the shit out of somebody and then blame it on society or the place you grew up. I mean, that's bullshit to me.
Yeah, it kind of taps in, and I don't agree with, like, psychology and shit. I think it's all garbage. But if you try to really think, what are these people thinking? They're not thinking. They're soulless. They feel nothing if they beat the fuck out of somebody. They will beat the fuck out of you. They will stab you. They feel nothing. And so even though it's wrong, and I still have to take a step back and try to understand it. It's just how my mind works.
Well, you should try to understand it to try to prevent it from happening in the future. If you can understand why it happened in the first place, you can try and help keep it from happening again.
Yeah, yeah.
But that doesn't mean that they're off the hook.
Yeah,
for doing
they
it.
They shouldn't
the first
be off
place.
The hook. I don't want to come out like that, but
you can't be a violent criminal and then say, "Well, what was I supposed to do?"
Yeah.
You know, that's not fair to everybody else, and it's a complete cop out.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't shoot somebody over like $20 in their wallet and then say, you know, "Well, I couldn't help it. I mean, that was my upbringing. Everybody I know is a gangster."
Yeah.
Well, fuck you.
Yeah.
You can't do that. I do, however, have a problem with the death penalty for a few reasons. The biggest one being, in most criminal cases, you can't be 100% sure who did it. Like, you can be pretty sure, but most of the time, there's not like a video recording of who did it where you can say, "See that guy? See that guy sitting on the witness stand? Same fucking guy."
Yeah.
You know, most of the time, you just can't.
I disagree with, I'm not for it either, just because the judicial system is flawed and at times corrupt. And there's so many fucking people you see, like in the news, that got off, you know, or were, you know, executed and then later found out they were innocent, and
right.
It just keeps coming up.
There's
and hundreds of cases.
That's my biggest problem with the death penalty. Otherwise, like, if you could prove beyond a shadow of a doubt, like 100%, like you had a video of it and it's clear as day, you can tell this is the person doing it, and they just shot somebody in the head over, like I said, over like $20 in their wallet.
Yeah.
Fucking kill that asshole.
Yeah, kill him.
I don't care. Fucking take him out. But you can't most of the time. Even eyewitnesses aren't reliable. Like, especially like Austin mentioned, like, getting beaten up by a guy and seven of his friends or something like that. Well,
yeah.
If you're getting, especially if it's like at night, you get mugged by a dude you've never seen before and seven of his friends you've never seen before, and they're kicking your ass and you're like shielding your face and stuff, you might think you know what they look like, but it's entirely possible you don't.
Yeah.
And when you're presented with a lineup of dudes, you might pick out the wrong guy.
It's possible.
There are reasons to be for the death penalty. Like, for one thing, the prisons are overcrowded.
That's true, yeah.
Death penalty clears them out a little bit.
Yep.
For another thing, you know, part of the purpose, prison has two main purposes, really. It's one, to take these people off the street so they can't commit crimes again. And two is rehabilitation. Hopefully, by the time they get out of prison, they will have been rehabilitated and won't do it again.
Yep.
Now, on the rehabilitation side, I don't know how often that actually works out, but it does keep people off the streets. So would the death penalty. You keep them off the streets permanently.
Yeah.
So if you have like a particularly heinous criminal who, you know, seems like they probably can't be rehabilitated, or their crime was so bad that really they don't even deserve the chance to be rehabilitated, you kill them, you take them out of the equation. You know, so that's kind of a positive.
Yeah, yeah.
And I agree with those points. I just would worry about wrongly convicting someone and sentencing them to death. I mean, it's bad enough to sentence them to prison. At least eventually they could possibly get out and live out the rest of their lives. And being alive is better than being dead, in my opinion. But I don't know, you know, like, it just seems too iffy to sentence somebody to death.
Yeah, a lot of people argue, well, where's the justice in death? You know, they're against the death penalty for reasons like, you know, why kill them? They're not suffering enough. They're just, boom, they're gone. And then some people will be for certain types of, you know, death penalties, like lethal injection. And they're against others. And some people will, you know, want the eye for an eye, kill them in the way that they, you know, committed the crime.
Yeah.
And
I think the whole, like, why kill them because they're not suffering thing is kind of petty and juvenile.
Yeah.
Like, who cares if they're suffering? Just get rid of them.
It's sick. Yeah. Just the whole purpose. Yeah. You don't want them around. Boom. They're gone.
I see. Why do they need to? I see, like, you raped and murdered my sister and I want you to suffer. I want you to pay. And just dying isn't payment because you didn't
suffer. Just
a
severe emotional rebound. Yeah.
But
you're just going through a lot of tough shit and you want revenge and you're enraged.
I get it, but what purpose does it really serve? I mean, are you really going to feel better afterwards? Maybe you would. I don't know. It's never happened to me. So
yeah, it's kind of possibly tapping into our primitive, you know, primitive side.
It's retaliation rather than
than
actual. Well, punishment for crimes, I guess, is retaliation anyway, sort of. You know.
Yeah, but I know what you were getting with that, like retaliation rather than technical. You know. The technical purpose
it's
to
not,
just get rid of them.
Right. It's not a rational solution to the problem. It's just revenge.
Yeah.
As far as laws in general go, there's lots of them I agree with and disagree with. I think there are way too many things that are illegal for almost no reason. Like, well, I don't know. I guess it wouldn't really be a criminal matter, but like gay marriage, for example.
Gay marriage.
You can't get married if you're gay.
Like, yep.
Who is that hurting? Or, you know, like...
Who is that hurting?
Drug use, recreational drug use, especially marijuana use. I mean,
weed.
It's completely harmless, or at least damn close to it. It's way less harmful than a lot of the things we are allowed to legally do.
Exactly.
So, you know, who is that protecting, and from what?
Yeah, more people in the jails.
Yeah, exactly. That's partially why they're so overcrowded.
Stupid laws. Because
people get arrested for stupid shit.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of stupid fucking laws out there.
And then there, of course, are the zany laws you read about in those little books.
Oh, yeah,
like
the zany ones.
Of crazy laws, like it's illegal to tie your alligator to a fire hydrant in some place. Which seems like it could be covered under a more generic law, like it's illegal to tie an animal, period.
Yeah, what?
Like a pet, like a dog, but it could also apply to your alligator, but I guess they needed...
Yeah, alligators!
They needed to make a specific law about that.
Yeah.
I imagine it's also illegal just to walk an alligator down the street, so
yep.
Wouldn't that cover it to begin with?
Yeah. There was that... You're about that guy that got arrested, and this probably happens a lot, but he was just, you know, out on a dock or some shit, and he swore... in front of a child and got arrested for it because the parent called the police.
Yeah, there are some weird profanity laws.
He was using profanity and
you don't get in trouble for that normally, but yeah, it's one of those things. There are a lot of laws like that too, like laws that normally you'd never get charged on.
Yeah.
But they can if they want to.
Yeah.
Like jaywalking.
Oh.
How many people ever really get in trouble for jaywalking? But it's on the books, and if they want to get you in trouble they can nail you for it.
Yeah.
I
think the whole seatbelt law, remember talking about that? That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Seatbelts, helmets, all that shit. We covered that, though.
Yeah,
all
for
bullshit.
For the most part, I think things should only be illegal when you're causing harm.
Yeah.
You know, if you're causing harm or at least a major inconvenience to somebody else, then maybe you can make that illegal. But a lot of stuff just is illegal for what seems like no reason to me.
Yeah.
But then there are also, like... things that aren't illegal for no reason, but when you really strip them down to the original reason behind it, it doesn't really make much sense, like indecent exposure.
Yeah.
Like, on the surface, that seems to make sense. You're like, well, you're showing off your genitals in public. Like, that's not right. You can't do that.
Yeah.
But if you really think about it, why can't you do that? Like,
the whole, why do we wear clothes? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, originally, I imagine the reason we started wearing clothes, and I haven't really looked into it, but... The first reason we probably started wearing clothes was for warmth. And then on top of that, they served a more protective purpose, you know, like to protect us from other
elements.
Yeah,
like shoes, so you don't step on glass.
Getting scratched
and
up and shit.
Yeah.
And then eventually we got to the point where we were so used to wearing clothes that it became taboo to take them off. And that just...
Woo!
And it's not like I want to see, like, I've been socially conditioned that I don't want to see a bunch of fat ass naked hairy people walking down the street. It's kind of like women shaving their legs and shaving their armpits and stuff. I like my women hairless. Doesn't make any sense. That's not the way they grow, but that's how I like it. I also like a woman with a little bit of makeup on. Not necessarily. I'm fine with girls that don't wear makeup, but that doesn't make any sense either.
That doesn't. Yeah. That's a good point.
So there are other, you know, there are topics like that where it's like, how do you decide if this is really okay or not okay? It's really not hurting anybody.
Yeah, when you
if I walked
down
outside with my penis out, like, well, for one thing, people would probably laugh. Yeah. So if anything, I'd be like brightening their day. But beyond that, like, the worst that could happen is somebody would be like, ew, gross. Yeah. And then what?
My child saw that.
Yeah, and that's another
thing. He's got one, dipshit.
People talk about, like, sexual abuse of children, and sexual abuse of children is obviously wrong, but I'm fairly certain if you, like, pulled a kid aside and whipped your dick out and just said, hey, check this out, and didn't make them touch it or anything, didn't have sex with them, didn't do anything like that, that would still be considered sexual abuse. And I'm not saying it's cool and I want you to do that to kids.
But when you really break it down, there's nothing really wrong
with
that.
Yeah, what actually is occurring there? Yeah. Nothing, really.
It's like, check out my elbow.
Yeah.
I have an elbow.
So there are weird issues like that where I'm like, I don't really know if this should be considered okay or not.
Oh, man.
This is not going to earn me any favor with anyone. But that another thing that's kind of related to what I was just talking about is rape.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to like me for saying this, but I think rape is overblown. I'm not saying it's okay. It certainly isn't. It's still a horrible thing to do to somebody. But I think we've placed so much weird value on sex and on virginity and on purity that rape is almost considered worse than murder to a lot of people. And a lot of people, like, they get and I'm not ragging on these people. I believe them. But a lot of people, they get raped and they're like, their whole life is changed.
Yeah, they're traumatized.
And they're traumatized for life and they can't get over it. And I think a lot of it is a socialization thing. Like,
it has to be because, yeah, like, some women fucking kill themselves after the rape. Like, it's so bad. Why is it bad when you really break it down? It's, you know, somebody put their thing in your thing. So what?
Well, it is bad. I mean, it's bad.
It's wrong, but it's when you break it down.
It's even really bad, but I still think it's overblown. And don't get me wrong. I mean, a lot of rapes also come with, it's not just forced sex. A lot of rapes are violent.
Come with beatings.
There's like a knife up against your throat. You get beaten. You might actually get cut. Sometimes you actually get murdered. You know, that's fucking horrendous.
Yeah.
And like I said, rape is bad to begin with. But I feel like if I were raped, and let's say I was raped.
It's hard to say because we're guys.
Let's say I was raped by a dude in the ass.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
To me, that's actually almost worse. I've never had a dick in my ass. I imagine.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying, I imagine it'd be worse for me to have a dick forcibly shoved in my ass than to have one forcibly shoved in your vagina.
Yeah.
I imagine I'd get over it. It would take me a little bit, you know, because it'd be all I could think about for at least a week.
Yeah.
Probably for more like a year. But after that, I'd be like, yeah.
You remember in American History X when he gets fucked in the ass?
Yeah.
In that one scene? And he starts crying, you know, to the principal of the school of his younger brother. Who came to visit.
Right.
He's crying. I kind of laughed at that because you know that's coming when you're in prison. Come on.
I think it's less to do with the actual act and more to do with your perception of yourself and your perception of what other people think of you.
That and what society has brought you up to be and what to believe.
Like I said, I can't stress this enough. Rape is wrong.
Rape is wrong.
Rape is very, very wrong.
This might come across like that.
And rape is a very bad thing. I just think that people are so obsessed with it in a weird way. Like they've given so much power to rape that it'll take over their lives if it happens to them. And I think that's kind of sad. I'm not saying get the fuck over it, pussy. But I guess that's all I have to say.
But that does tie into what we were talking about before, like the stuff that when you break it down, you know, it's really technically harmless. Like,
well, that's not rape is not technically harmless, just for the record. But
well, when you really break it down, rape is bad. Don't hate me, all right? But when you really break it down,
it's not technically harmless. But it's it shouldn't
if
take
they're
over,
not beating you. That's a separate subject.
It shouldn't
that's
be such
rape
a
and
life.
Assault.
Well, it's still not technically harmless because chances are the guy did not bring along a bunch of lube, and
okay,
and you're probably not aroused during the rape. And on top of that,
how is that possible?
On top of that, chances are he also didn't bring a condom.
Yeah.
So you could be getting a disease, and all of that's fucking awful. I'm just, the actual act of rape is, to me, not much different from just getting the shit kicked out of you, which is horrible. Why would anybody do that to you? Like Austin talking about seven guys beating the fuck out of you. Like, that's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
But if that happened to you, don't you think like a year later you wouldn't be talking about it anymore?
Yeah. Did I ever tell you about that story when I was a kid? And I was invited to this sleepover, and there was like 8 kids there, and I was invited. And I wasn't like the most popular kid, and I was probably about 8 years old, mm-hmm. 8, 9, or 10, I forget. I was pretty young. And they invite me out. The guy lives in the middle of nowhere, and we're out, you know, in his woods. He's got acres and acres of, you know, woods and shit, and it's wintertime, and we're running around playing hide and seek, and we're heading home. And we're walking down this, you know, the dirt road that leads to his house. And for some reason, all the guys just start beating the shit out of me. Did I ever tell you about that?
Yeah, I think you did.
They had sticks and shit, and they just thought it was hilarious. And they're beating the fuck out of me. And I'm crying my ass off.
Right.
And they left me there. And I just laid there, and I couldn't move, really. And I had to pretty much, like, kind of crawl back. And I got back to the house, and the douchebag's mom or whatever, she was cool. She's like, are you okay? What happened? Because my face is swollen. I've been crying. I'm like, obviously something bad happened, but I couldn't tell her because I
right.
didn't want them to know that I was a pussy.
Right.
And I told on them. So I just like, I went to bed that night, had my mom pick me up the next day, but that fucked me up for a while. And but now that I think about it today, I kind of look back and laugh about it.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, not that I think you should look back and laugh at being raped, but, you know, it's the kind of thing that I think...
It's a horrible thing.
I think if the if we didn't place so much emphasis on it and have so many stories on TV about how horrible it is,
yeah.
that people would be able to get over it better and move on with their lives.
Yeah.
Not to say that people who are all upset about it are pussies. I don't think that at all. I absolutely believe that they really were traumatized, but
yeah.
I think a lot of that comes from our attitude towards it.
Yeah.
And I still feel like I'm not stating this properly. I'm not saying our attitude towards it should be
it.
That it's okay.
Yeah.
Just that it shouldn't be played up as such a big deal, because then it is such a big deal and it's harder for people to get past it.
Yeah. And in my case, like, if you're on fucking YouTube and you saw a video of this shit, like a bunch of kids beating the fuck out of a little pale redhead, that would be the funniest fucking thing ever.
I don't know about that. I think I'd still
redheads deserve it. Take that.
You are really are a self-loathing redhead.
A little bit. But yeah.
I had a similar thing happen to me when I was a kid. It wasn't quite as bad.
Yeah.
Partly because it was only 2 kids. But me and a couple of friends were out playing soccer, kind of, in the backyard. When I say kind of, it's just because we were basically just kicking a soccer ball around.
There was
we
no like
goals
goal
or anything.
You know, field. Yeah.
But one of these kids had a pair of soccer cleats on, and the other one was just wearing regular shoes. And we're all running around kicking the soccer ball. And then the one dickhead kid with the cleats on decided, let's all kick Kyle's ass. I don't know why. I didn't say anything to deserve it. Like, I didn't say anything to spark it.
The fuck?
But all of a sudden he's like, let's kick Kyle's ass. And the other kid's like, well, I guess 2 against 1. That's
sounds like a good idea.
Those are very low numbers for mob mentality, but that's the best I can come up with for why he went along with it. But yeah, so they both just started chasing
God
me
damn.
Around and kicking me in the shins. And like I said, the one kid had soccer cleats on and he's like stomping my shins and shit.
Jesus.
Luckily, they didn't get me to the ground. So I just kind of ran around for a while fucking with him. And then I finally decided, you know what, fuck this, and I went home. But
yeah, still, it kind of fucks with your head.
Kids are weird and cruel.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, like, I don't think I ever beat anybody up, but I'm sure I did similar things in the sense that I went along with shit for reasons I can't begin to explain when I was a kid. I know I used to pick on kids that I otherwise would have been fine with. Like, I remember once there was a kid in elementary school that everybody picked on. And I actually thought he was kind of a cool kid. And I would talk to him and stuff and at recess and things like that. But I told him once, and this is horrible, but in my head it made sense as a kid. I told him, look, when all the other, like, the cool kids are around, I got to pick on you and stuff.
Oh, no. Oh,
but,
shit.
Like, just between you and me, man, we're buds. It's cool.
I wouldn't know how to take that as a kid.
And that, he took it pretty well.
I can see how that would make sense in your head as a
kid. He actually acted like it made sense to him, too, at
really?
The time. But,
man.
Like, that's what
kids
a horrible thing
up.
To do. And I don't know. Like, kids are fucked up, yeah.
Speaking of fucked up shit, I don't know if I should bring this up, but Dave, back when I was a fucking kid.
Oh, yeah.
He probably doesn't remember this, but I took this until the day, like, I saw him again when I was, God knows what, 22 or something at my workplace out here in GR. But I always stood in the back of my mind. When we were in elementary school, Dave used to invite me out to his place and we'd play Nintendo and eat pizza and play all kinds of board games and shit. And we'd have a great time. But while we were at school, he didn't really beat the shit out of me. He would trip me. Like, back in the day, it was, like, popular, you know, you'd put your foot out and you throw the kid down on his face. He would do this every fucking day when girls walk by. I don't know why, and it always, he was always that asshole from elementary school, like, the biggest one of them, aside from those other kids. But, again, growing up, you know, I forgive him. It was hilarious.
That's so weird to me to hear,
it's so
too.
Fucking, I know, like.
Dave and I were, like, best buds in elementary school.
Yeah.
And he never did that to me. It's so weird to me to, like, hear.
Why me? But I know he probably wasn't thinking. You know, kids do stupid shit. I've done stupid shit. So.
Yeah, it'd be hard to hold something against
him. Absolutely forgive him, but goddamn, I had to throw that in there because I've always wanted to bring that up to him since we've, you know, met recently. So.
I'd be curious to see if he does remember that. But, you know, like, if Dave had raped you in elementary school, I'm sure you'd be over it by now.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Have you ever had a loaded gun pointed at you?
Never, never.
I have.
Can't say I have.
I have.
You have.
Yeah. Well, you and I have talked about this before, but a couple years ago, I worked at a GameStop, which I think I've mentioned before, and it was close to closing time, and these three black dudes came in. Who would have guessed? So these three black dudes came in, and they're looking at video games and stuff, and I was working with my manager at the time, so it's just the two of us, and we're trying to close up. It's probably like 10 minutes after close, and they're still in the store. So I go and I lock the door, and so nobody else comes in. And we're like, hey guys, we got to close up. So if you got anything you want to buy, you should do it now. But otherwise, we gotta close up here. And they're like, okay, all right. One dude leaves, goes outside. Then the other two dudes go towards the front of the store, and I'm about to let them out. And then one of the dudes says to the other one, he says, hey, what was that game you were looking at back there? And the guy he's talking to runs to the back of the store to, like, grab the game and show him.
Yeah.
And I turn around and I'm kind of following that guy a little bit. I didn't really follow him to the back of the store, but I was walking sort of towards him. I took a few steps towards him. So the other guy's behind me. And I hear behind me, hey, get behind the register. I'm like, what? And I didn't even know if he was talking to me. And then my manager, Tom, he's like, hey, Kyle. And he, like, kind of nods towards the guy. I look behind me and the guy's pointing a gun at me. He's like, get behind the fucking register.
Jesus.
And I was like, oh, all right. So I went behind the register and he comes over and he's got this gun pointed at us and he's like, all right, empty out the registers. And I couldn't open mine.
Of course.
Because I couldn't just open it. I had to either ring through a sale or I had to have the manager open it. And Tom was the only manager there, and he's trying to open his drawer. And the guy's like, open the register. I'm like, I can't. He's like, open the fucking register. I'm like, I'm serious, I can't. I would if I could, but he's got to do it. He's the manager. I can't do it. And he just was kind of like, okay. So he waited.
Yeah.
And Tom opened both the registers and gave him all the money, which was like,
what?
Maybe $400, maybe. Okay. And then they took us to the back of the room. And by the door to the back room, yeah. And his friend had been back there grabbing shit. I don't know what he grabbed. If he's smart, he would have grabbed some PS3s or something, but I don't know what he grabbed. He had a couple of GameStop plastic bags full of shit. And then they asked us for our money. They're like, give us the money in your wallets or whatever. Give us the money in your pockets. So I reached into my front pants pocket and I gave him like 20 or 40 bucks or something like that. But I had my whole paycheck in my wallet, which was like $350 or something.
Oh, shit.
But after I gave him that money, he just accepted it, and so I didn't have to give him the money in my
wallet. Oh, the 20 to 40 bucks?
Yeah.
He was cool with that?
Yeah. Well, he didn't know, but yeah. He just assumed I'd given it all to him, and then they told us to sit down on the floor and not to get up, and they left.
Okay.
And the thing, that's not really a violent crime, but it's a crime, and it was, you know, in theory, he was threatening my life.
Yeah, most people don't go through that kind of shit, so
Wasn't that big of a deal?
Wasn't that big of a deal?
I wasn't scared.
Yeah, Kyle told me about this. I had forgotten the story, but yeah, when he told me and he was telling me, I really wasn't fazed. It kind of blew my mind because I'm not sure how I'd react, but I'd probably be scared. I don't know. I'm just gun pointing at me with a who knows who the fuck is behind the trigger. Maybe you'll, you know, I don't know. He could pull the trigger on accident. Fuck. Get pissed off. Maybe I say the wrong thing. I don't know. I'd be just panicked. So.
Well, there was a lot of shit going through my head. Like,
what was going through your head? Were you just like,
my first, my initial reaction, honestly, was like, I didn't really laugh out loud, but I kind of chuckled.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing was so surreal to me. Like,
so surreal. Yeah.
Some guy's pointing a gun at me and robbing me. Who does this happen to?
Yeah.
But, and then I was thinking, you know, well, he's pointing a gun at me, but he didn't come here to murder somebody. He came here to rob the store.
Yeah.
As long as I go along with everything he wants, he's probably just going to leave. Like, I actually, I don't want to change the topic really, but I had a conversation, kind of an argument, but not really heated or anything, with one of our friends about the show Lost, the TV show Lost.
Yeah.
Because he would get mad because people were constantly pulling guns on each other and pointing guns at each other and then deciding not to pull the trigger. And he was annoyed that nobody ever gets shot. I mean, occasionally people did, but, you know, they do this as like to build tension, but then nothing ever happens. But I think, honestly, in real life, a lot of the time when somebody pulls a gun on somebody else, it's not because they want to shoot them. It's because they want them to do something.
Yeah, they're
like, they wanted me to give them the money. And if they didn't have a gun,
with fear, well, yeah.
If they didn't have a gun, how are they going to make me do it?
Yeah.
But they didn't come there to shoot me. I mean, that's stupid. Why would they want to shoot me? If anything, if they shot me in the progress of the robbery, when they finally got caught, if they got caught, they'd be in so much more shit. I mean, it's not in their best interest to shoot me. Although they would be eliminating a witness, but it's really not in their best interest to shoot me. So I really wasn't scared. Plus, I don't know. Like I said, it seemed kind of surreal.
Yeah.
Like, is this really happening right now? And if the guy had asked for my wallet after I gave him the money in my pocket, I honestly probably would have said, come on, man. I mean, you can take the money in the rent. Take anything you want in the store, but this is my personal money. I got to pay rent and shit.
Oh, man.
And maybe he would have let me keep it. Maybe he would have taken it anyway, but
probably would have taken
it. But I probably would have said that, which is probably kind of stupid, but that's, I don't know. I just wasn't that big a deal. And I hear about people who have like been robbed at gunpoint at their stores, like convenience stores and shit. And then they have to quit their job because they're so traumatized.
Yeah.
I don't get it. It's not that big a thing. Like, if I was getting robbed every other week, then I probably would quit just because this is fucking annoying.
This is getting out of hand, yeah.
But
God
damn. It was the one time. Wasn't that big of a deal.
Wow.
And then we had to, my manager, Tom, was kind of freaked out. And then we had to go, then the police showed up. We're sitting on the floor, and the police showed up. And at first they knocked on the door, and it was a woman. And maybe this makes me a sexist, but all I could see was her head. And so I didn't even think police officer.
Okay.
She didn't look tough or anything. She looked like some
chick.
Were
there like posters on the door and you didn't see her uniform?
Well, we were still sitting on the floor and we just kind of poked our heads up.
Oh, there's shit.
So
like in the
I could just see her head
store.
Like over the counter kind of.
I see. Okay.
And she's like, hey. And I'm like, oh, we're closed. And she's like, did you guys call? Are you okay? Are they still here? And then we finally got it. And the cops were kind of annoyed with us for staying in the back of the room. But
we're closed, asshole.
So then they had to take our statements and stuff and our descriptions. And eventually, that same night, they picked up some dude. And they had us come down to the police station and look at a bunch of photos.
Yeah.
And I recognized a guy from coming in the store all the time.
Yeah.
But it wasn't one of the guys that robbed us. And I laughed. I'm looking at these photos and I laughed and I said, well, I recognize this guy, but he didn't rob us tonight. And they said, oh, really? Because that's the guy we picked up. Which I thought was really funny.
That's funny.
And then they did find one of the guys. We had to go and look at a police lineup and it was obviously the guy. And I pointed him out and he had these like, I don't know if they were acne scars or what it was, but these like deep, like black abrasions in the hollows of his cheeks.
Yeah.
And that was one of the ways I described how I picked him out. I had to go, like, take the stand.
Oh, fuck.
It wasn't a trial. It was kind of like a pre-trial thing.
Yeah.
But I had to describe that. But they didn't let me hear Tom's testimony because, you know, they had to see if our testimonies matched up.
Okay.
Apparently, Tom, because he's retarded, I don't really know why.
What did he do?
Tom said basically the same thing I did, except that he said that the marks underneath in the hollows of the guy's cheeks were lighter in color than the rest of his skin.
What the fuck?
Which plainly wasn't true. The guy was sitting right there when I gave my testimony. That's just not the case.
God,
and the guy's lawyer
him.
Brought that up, but the judge was like, fuck it.
Yeah.
You're going to trial anyway. Close enough.
Close enough. Fucking Tom. Dipshit.
As far as I know, they only ever caught the one guy.
Okay.
And there were three guys. One of them, I assume was the getaway driver.
Yeah,
he's the one that
left. Yeah.
And the other guy had the gun, and then the third guy, the third guy's the one they picked up, the one that had been in the back room rooting through our shit.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was convicted or not. I think they probably sent me a letter, but I don't really remember, because I just didn't care. Like, even if he had gotten away with it, I just didn't care. Yeah. I wasn't looking for justice, because who gives a fuck? You know, yeah. What's it going to do for me? I don't know. And I have this weird kind of irrational, romantic notion about robbers that I can't fully explain.
What?
Kind of like, have you ever seen the movie Bandits?
Yes.
With Bruce Willis and yeah. Billy Bob Thornton.
Yep.
That, you know, I guess it's from watching movies like that, you know, where robbers are kind of like the anti-hero. They're like the good guy of the movie, even though they're the bad guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of, whenever I hear about somebody robbing a bank or something,
yeah,
I kind of want them to get away with it. I'm not really sure why. And even though I was the one being robbed, I kind of wanted these guys to get away with it. I don't really know why.
Oh, man.
I was fine with, I mean, you know, I wasn't sabotaging the trial or anything. I was fine with them being arrested, but
there was only one bank I was glad that got robbed. It was the Fifth Third we went to collectively when you moved out here with me. We were roommates.
Yeah.
What was that guy's name? Hernando?
I think so. Hernando.
Yeah, he was the manager. He was an ass.
No, Armando?
Armando, my bad. He was the manager. And like, we come in, we're opening accounts, and we're trying to pay rent here. And all we need to do is like take some money out of Kyle's account, put it into mine so I can, you know,
so you can write
a check
for
the rent. Yeah. And he wouldn't let us do this. That's bad banking practices. Well, fuck this guy. So later on, we found out this bank got robbed, and it was like, high five. Fuck you, Armando, yeah. Asshole.
It's not that I think banks deserve it or stores deserve it or anything. It's just this weird notion, like, I don't know how to describe it. It's kind of irrational. I'm not saying, you know, robbing places is cool and okay.
I'm kind of indifferent, yeah. I can see where you're going with that.
It's kind of like, especially when I hear about like a bank robbery or something that was kind of elaborate. Like, there was this one, was this a real bank robbery or was this something I saw in a movie or something? I think it was a real thing. It might not have been a bank robbery, but this dude put out like a Craigslist ad requesting a bunch of people to show up in this area dressed kind of the same, like maybe in construction worker outfits or something. I can't remember what it was.
Weird.
But he was dressed the same way.
Yeah.
And this enabled him to make his getaway because there were all these people walking the streets in the same basic outfit.
Oh, shit. Who the fuck would show up?
Sounds
like fun.
I forget what the actual incentive was.
Oh,
like,
I got to look this up. That's awesome.
But like, that's so clever to me. I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. I want him to get away yeah. with it. Even though what he did was wrong, I want him to get away with that. You deserve that money.
Yeah, I can see that. If it's a clever act or if it was like a professional job and it, okay. But if it's just some douchebag walking in, I really can't be rooting for the guy.
Yeah, whatever.
Fucking asshole. Get a job.
There are a lot of videos online these days of people getting tasered. Tased.
Oh, yeah. God damn.
Is it tasered or tased? I don't even
tased,
know.
Tased, I believe, is the term.
But it seems like this is a new trend with police officers. I don't know if they just got tasers like within the last decade and suddenly they're like taser happy.
Oh, hell yeah, they did.
Or
yeah,
if it's
all
just
over
because,
cops, too.
Or if we're just hearing about it now because people have cameras on their cell phones and shit, and so there's all this video of it now that didn't used to exist. I don't know.
Yeah.
But there's all these fucking videos of people getting tased. And even when they're right, most of the time, like even when the person getting tased is in the right, most
of the
time,
yeah, they're on the ground.
They're such a douchebag, such a whiny asshole that
always.
I want to tase them.
Punch them
even
in the
if they're within their rights.
The yeah.
And I saw a video today that I'm going to play the audio from. That is one such incident. I'm not sure if he was within his rights or not. There's one particular part of it where I think he had a point, but the rest of it, he's just a fucking douche.
Yeah, fuck this guy. It's great.
Charge.
There's a warrant out
for what? For changing my name. Look it up. What is that?
Put your hands behind your back.
I am not.
Put your hands.
I am not born with you. I object to this. This is not legal. You guys do not own me. I'm not your property.
You guys do not own me. I'm not your property. This guy is laying on his back in a parking lot, and there are two police officers over him trying to kind of hold him down, trying to flip him over onto his stomach so they can cuff him behind his back. And I don't know what they arrested him for, but
yeah, at this point we don't know, but
and so far, even though he's a whiny little bitch, what did you arrest me for? He's not really
he's not in the wrong yet.
Yeah, he's not really revealed himself to be.
You can ask, you know,
a douche yet.
Yeah,
he's like, why did you arrest me? And he seems to think he's being arrested for changing his name. I don't understand how that makes any sense, but
yeah.
Legal. You're under arrest right now.
For what? What charge? What is the charge? For what charge?
Can I get a reasonable police?
What is the charge?
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does.
All right, he said, what is the charge? And they said, you're under arrest. He said, what is the charge? There's a warrant out for your arrest. What is the charge? What charge? And they said, it doesn't matter. That's the one place where I think he has a point. I don't know if they legally have to tell him why they're arresting him.
I thought so.
I feel like they should. You know, if you're being arrested, then you should be legally allowed to know why.
Yeah.
There's a warrant out for your arrest. For what?
We don't have to tell you.
Yeah.
All right, then. So that's the one place where I think he actually has a point. I do think he probably shouldn't be resisting arrest. He could fight this later, but whatever.
Do you have no compassion in your life?
You're under arrest.
What for? What is the charge? Okay. It matters to me. It's my life, and that is my wife.
That's right.
And I am at peace.
It matters to me. It's my life, and that is my wife. And he points at the person holding the camera.
It's like this shit is straight out of Reno 911.
I don't know if he just wanted to rhyme right then. It's my life, and that's my wife. It matters to me. I don't...
Point at the camera guy.
I don't see how that's relevant, that is my wife, but...
He's on something,
I think he's getting kooky now. He's either a little nuts or he's on something, because, well, you'll see why.
With every man in the nation, and you men are violent. And this thing's not to be. All I did was change my name, and your evil witch queen says it's not allowed to be.
You're resisting.
And your evil witch queen says it's not allowed to be. Now he's starting to reveal himself.
You're fucking yourself, man.
Your evil witch queen says it's not allowed to be. You're violent. For the record, they're really, I don't know, maybe they were violent outside of the context
really
of this video.
Really not doing a whole lot to him.
They're just holding him down.
Just holding him down because
he's resisting.
They
haven't even gotten out the taser yet. They're just holding him down.
I am resisting your aggressions against me in favor that they are illegal. And I am not your property. And I have changed my name. And I am not a criminal. And I am never in crime.
I am never in crime.
Oh, man. The fuck?
I don't think he knows what the word favor means either, because he keeps using it like that. Like, he uses it as though it means because. In favor of, and then, like, because of. He keeps saying that throughout the video.
And I'm at peace.
You understand you're under arrest?
I am understanding less of anything that you say. I do not speak your language. I am less than I am in your kingdom.
I am less. Now he's not even making sense.
I am less than I am in your kingdom.
Right.
I'm not speaking your language.
And that means what exactly? I am resisting your aggression.
I love it.
I do not belong to you. I believe I belong to my Father in heaven. And his name is Yahweh!
Yahweh!
Oh, shit.
I belong to my Father in heaven. And his name is Yahweh!
Oh, man. I could not be a police officer.
I know.
Fuck.
These guys, if I were these guys at this point, I'd be like...
I'd be dying.
Can we just let him go? Fuck this. Let's go to Denny's or something.
Yahweh! Yahweh! I call in prayer!
And good luck with that.
I call in prayer!
If nothing else is enough to convince you that there isn't a God, if you're this crazy guy, wouldn't you think at this point that God's not watching out for you anymore?
Oh, man.
I call on you, Yahweh! There's no way he didn't hear you.
This guy.
And invoke the angels and archangels in favor of protection, that it be then heaven's bless,
Lester?
That I have less than I am in their hands, but that it is I am at peace with my Father. In life, and I favor that you are illegally.
The police officers just looked at the camera like, are you getting this? Even though that's his wife, they're looking at her like, really? You're seeing this, right? I am in bless in his kingdom in heaven, for art thou within Your kingdom.
Archangels.
It's like he's trying to. It's like he's trying to make what he's saying sound like a prayer, but it's not working.
It ain't working.
Your actions, and I call on the compassions of the universe in favor, and I say, it is less than I can be. I am a poet.
It is less than I can be. I am a poet. What does that mean?
This is all bad poetry that he's reciting. God.
Oh, man, I'd love to see this guy's Zanga account.
Oh, fuck.
And an artist, and I sing a song less for you. Seven ways less the boys in blue. I favor less the thunder in your ears. I'm seven ways it's less I shed your tears. I'm favored in the way I am less to you today.
I am less to you today.
I'm not this fucking stupid when I'm pissed drunk, when I am destroyed.
That was some freestyle.
I am not this stupid. That was good.
I am less to you today. What does that mean?
Does he have to say it like that?
Seven times the men in blue. Someone.
What are you doing?
Someone pooped inside my shoe. I do not enjoy the Jew.
I'm less than I would favor anything I savor in the day. I'm favored in the blessed list I see. Favorless.
Hey, what are you doing?
Less, the voice
in- I guess that was his wife. They're trying to turn him over now. Hey, what are you doing? What does it look like we're doing? We're
you
doing our job.
Bitch.
We tried to reason with him.
They should arrest her, too.
For at least 2 minutes now, we've been trying to reason with this guy. Now we need to just fucking roll him over and handcuff him, because he's obviously nuts.
What are you doing?
Blue for me. I'm fevered in the day. I am a man of might. It's less than I belong to you. It's less than I would fight, but it's less than I would marry you. Favorless, it's less you're bright. I am.
It's less that I would marry you. Favorless is less you're right.
This guy must be. He's got to be on something. There's no description, is there?
He's either got some sort of mental illness.
He's
got
to be on meth.
And or should be on something, yeah. Or he's on something.
Or he's on something, yeah.
Or he just thinks he's really funny. I don't know. Maybe he's a comedian.
Yeah.
The man who is less than me. Seven ways favored in the song I sing from sea to sea.
My favorite
is less I name you Jubilee. Jubilee. Jubilee downtown favor off. It's less I turn my head and cough for you. I am a Jew.
I am a Jew.
There it
I
goes.
I am a Jew. Ah. Wow. Now they're getting out the taser.
Really tasering me!
Oh, there he goes.
I am defending myself in favor of that!
He's getting up. Oh, and he's running.
There he goes. Holy shit.
He got away.
He's running like a motherfucker.
Now the audio just turns to shit, but the cops, it was in like a gas station parking lot, and he just took the fuck off.
Pew!
And the cops are... maybe a little doughy, and they kind of ran after him a little bit, but not really. And
really?
Now they're just kind of walking
like
around
50 feet in front of the camera. Now but they're walking around. Yeah.
The funny thing about this part of the video to me is that his wife is still standing there with the camera.
Yeah,
just filming the whole thing. He's long gone.
He's gone.
He just took the fuck off, and she's just still standing around filming, watching the cops wander around the parking lot, and they don't say anything to her. Like, they just eventually kind of come back and go back to their car, and that's the end of it.
Oh, man, I'm amazed she doesn't say anything like, what are you saying? You sound crazy. Stop it.
You sound retarded.
Knock it off. She just stands there.
Just roll over and go to jail with dignity.
Yeah. Jesus.
I don't necessarily, like, if you're resisting arrest for a good reason, I think it might not be the best course of action, but I at least can kind of get behind it, you know?
Yeah, if you have no idea what the fuck they're arresting you for.
Or if you do and you think they're full of shit. Like, if they, like, made something up, you know? Because that does happen from time to time. Because, like I talked about in a previous episode, I'm sure there are plenty of good cops out there. And these guys seemed like they were just doing their job.
Yeah.
But that kind of job with that kind of power does attract egomaniacal douchebags who are on a power trip. And so occasionally that shit does happen, you know?
Yeah.
Somebody will just make up a reason. They'll make up a law. And they'll... arrest you for nothing, basically. And in a situation like that, like I said, you're probably better off just going with them, going along with it, and then fighting it in court. But
that'd be your safe bet, yeah.
But I could at least understand why you'd be resisting arrest. This guy, from what I can tell, he doesn't know why he's being arrested, but he's pretty sure it's because he changed his name, which sounds crazy to me. And on top of everything else he said in the video, it probably is crazy. So I don't know why he was actually being arrested. This was on YouTube. One of the comments said that he was being arrested for like child molestation. I don't know where they got that from. I don't know if that's the case. If that is the case, then I would imagine he would probably be able to figure that out. I'm being arrested for changing my name to escape the authorities after I molested a child. That's all I did. What's so wrong with molesting a child?
Relax.
I don't.
That would make sense, but who knows? Yeah, because it can't really.
Have you seen some of these tasering videos though? Like
I've seen a lot. Yeah,
there's the "Don't tase me, bro" guy. And that guy, I thought, had a legitimate point because he was in like a school during a question and answer session with John Kerry. And he asked him a question. And that's basically all he did. He kept demanding an answer to this question and he was getting kind of loud, but he didn't really do anything. And they're trying to arrest him. But the thing is, he's resisting arrest the whole time and he's being a douche about it.
I remember
he's
that.
He's loud. He's like, these guys are falsely accusing me or falsely arresting me. And he had that same douche voice. Like, these guys are fucking, they're going to tase, don't tase me, bro.
They're trying to grab him. And he's like, no.
And again, like I said, I could side with this guy in principle. But after seeing the video, I'm like, you know what? Fucking
fuck
tase
you.
That guy.
Fuck you.
Tase that guy. I want to kick him in his teeth. Tase that guy.
I want to kick you in your teeth.
I don't know what's going through people's heads when this shit happens. Like, I think they think they're sticking it to the man.
They're becoming
a martyr, and people are going to see this on video, and they're going to praise me. Like, I'm the coolest. I'm the best. I was sticking it to the man. I was fighting for freedom. But you just look like a dick.
Yeah.
If anything, it's you're opposing your own cause when you do shit like
that.
Yeah,
it's got to be some kind of panic, you know, a collective of fear and anger and all that shit and panic, and they don't know what to do. So they're like, and they get loud and they want somebody to be on their side because they're freaking out. So I don't know. They're just nuts.
I'd be curious to be tased. Like, I don't really want to be tased, but I kind of do because I want to know what it's like. Because I've heard people say, you know, you're completely paralyzed. You might even, like, pee yourself when it happens.
Mm.
But then this guy just got tased and got up and got away. Maybe they didn't get him right. But the taser definitely went off, and he was shaking like he was being tased. Then he got up and just ran.
They had the fucking stun gun, didn't they? Where they just kind of push it up on you. They didn't shoot him.
I'm not sure. It's hard to tell from the video, but they were right up on him. So even if they did have the shooting kind, you wouldn't have been able to tell.
Yeah, because I hear with I don't know why they call it a stun gun when you don't shoot it. It's the one you just, you know, hold the trigger and, you know,
put
it up against the skin. I hear like if you put it up against some thick jeans or some shit, they don't get the full effect. So
that
maybe that's what happened.
I did see on
they
Cops or something one time, this giant black dude that was like whacked out on PCP.
Yeah.
And they tased him with the little darts.
Yeah.
And it did nothing to him because he was so fucking out of his mind on PCP.
Oh my God.
That he's like, he's fighting the police officers and like tearing through him like the Incredible Hulk, and they're tasing him and it's doing nothing.
Oh my God.
That was fun to watch. Yeah. This is another one of those situations where like, if this guy wasn't such a douche, even if he was in the wrong, I would have been kind of like, yeah, go dude. Just cause he got up and ran away after being tased and got away from the cops. Like it's an impressive feat. So if he wasn't such a douchebag, I might kind of be like, go you guy.
Yeah.
But he is such a douchebag.
Yeah.
You're evil witch queen. What are you even talking about?
With the archangels.
I am no less or more in your kingdom.
Favor.
I am less in your favor in your kingdom. And the archangels in heaven and downtown shout brown lounge town.
Yeah.
What is he talking about?
Straight up definition of a douche in my definition.
And he's got that ridiculous voice. And I know you can't help your voice, but Jesus. Why are you tasing me? Orion, I think we should end the show in your kingdom in favor of ending the show in your kingdom. Your evil witch queen doesn't want us to end the show, but I think we should end the show, Orion.
Shut up, you're resisting.
Gorsh.
Yeah, we should end the show.
Yeah.
In other news.
Yeah, we played a little bit of billiards music. Our friend Brandon Johnson, he is a musician under the name of Billiards Music. We played a little bit in the past, and we gave a link to his MySpace. Well, there's a big music festival called the Rothbury Music Festival here in Michigan, and he wants to play there.
Yeah.
And there's this website where you can vote for people that want to play there. And we were thinking it'd be nice if you guys wanted to help us out, help our buddy out.
Yeah, if you listened to his shit and thought it was cool.
Even if you didn't like it, just to be a cool dude.
Hey, if we think it's cool, straight up, it's cool. Get it.
So we'll put the link. I'll put another link to his MySpace in case you haven't been there. But yeah. And maybe I'll link to, he's got some YouTube videos too. Maybe I'll link to one of those. But I'll put a link to this website. You do have to register, but it's real easy. You just give them a username and a password. They send you an email and you're done. Yeah. And you can vote every hour. Yeah. And, you know, even if you just vote once, that's helpful. But if you got some extra time or whatever and you want to vote a few times,
do it.
Anything to help out.
Yeah.
So we'll post that on the site. Other than that, pretty much just the usual shit, you know. Email us, Kyle at IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
And or Orion at IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Order some stickers. We actually, there's one order that we have pending because we keep forgetting.
God damn.
We keep forgetting. So this poor guy, we're going to have to send him something extra. But if you haven't gotten your stickers yet, it's probably you.
Yeah.
Leave us a voicemail. 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
And I'm gonna make you a deal. Orion didn't know I was gonna do this.
Uh-oh, what are you doing?
If somebody other than Austin leaves a voicemail next week, or after this show, between now and the next show, the first person other than Austin to leave a voicemail, I'm gonna send you a t-shirt.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Leave us either in the voicemail, and I'll cut it out if we play it in the show, or send us an email or something saying, hey, I sent you a voicemail. Give us your information, your shirt size, and where to send it to, and I'll send you a t-shirt.
It might take a little while
because I'll have to order the t-shirt first. But
yeah,
and
that's fair enough. That's cool.
And to be fair to Austin, I'll also send Austin a t-shirt. But much like when you're a little kid and somebody does something wrong and they bring all the little kids together and they say, who did it? And if nobody says they did it, then everybody gets in trouble.
Yeah.
If it's only Austin next week or nobody, Austin doesn't get a t-shirt.
Oh, no.
You're going to have that on your conscience.
Oh, shit.
That's right.
That's rough.
Yeah, so do it for Austin.
Do it for Austin. I like that idea. That's cool.
What else? The Facebook. Become a fan on Facebook. There's a link on the side of the main page. We just posted a few new pictures up there.
Yeah, we got pics. All kinds of new shit's coming.
We might do a music video for that rap song. So if and when we do, that'll probably be posted there too.
Yeah.
We post, you know, when there's a new episode, we post that there. There's a little discussion board where you can talk about whatever you want.
Yeah, if you're not familiar with Facebook, just because you're a fan doesn't mean we're going to view all your pictures and make fun of you and all that shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So. No, I'm excited every time we get a new fan. We're up to 72 right now.
Yeah.
Which isn't super impressive, but it's nice. It's growing.
It's not super impressive.
Well, it's not. I mean, you know, we got way more listeners than that.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
But whatever. It's still cool.
Whatevs.
But I want to see it grow. So get on that Facebook and fucking
become
a fan.
Jump on it.
I was listening to the latest KJ Cisco podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And he said he's got over 1,000 listeners.
I don't know, man.
I don't know what numbers he's looking at. If he's looking at like unique hits to his website or if he's looking at downloads. I don't know what numbers he's looking at. But if that's true and we've only got 72 fans, I mean, KJ Cisco's podcast is awesome, and he's been around longer than us, but come on. Bump us up a little bit. Do us a little bit of a favor. Tell your friends.
Yeah, we want to share the throne with Mr. KJ Cisco.
He can be number one, but we want to be number two at least.
At least. All right.
What else? Is there anything else?
That's it.
Gary mentioned that he wanted us to put the what I call the O-Rap at the end of the show, which is a rap I wrote
for my birthday.
Last year in November for Orion's birthday, I wrote it awesome. From Orion's perspective.
Yeah, it's not me rapping, but
so I guess I'm gonna play that.
It's quite a gift. Yeah, it's the shit.
Let us know what you think. That's the first rap I ever did, and the show rap was the second one I ever did. So.
Yeah, pretty impressive. So stick around for that.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
That'll do it. All right, guys, we will catch you next week. Thanks for listening.
Yeah,
and don't forget
to listen to the rap at the end.
Your evil witch queen commands you to become a fan on Facebook.
All right, guys, we'll catch you next week. We out.
Peace. me a glass or a bottle, a stable of women, and I'll be just fine. My name is Orion. Backing that ass up on me because I got a hell of a piece. I'm drinking some wine. My name is Orion.
O'Reilly P is in the house. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shit just got real. My name is Orion and I'm the king of the jungle. My rhymes are so infectious you would think they were fungal. Girl, don't worry about no babies when you're riding on my dick. My semen's like Teflon, that shit don't stick. Lily white skin like a fucking albino. Blossoms of gin on my nose like a wino. Yeah, I drank a lot of beer in my time, but so what? Beer is better than honey, son, you catch more sluts. Sluts,
yeah,
sluts.
Yeah, that's real talk right there.
Real talk.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it cracking.
Please,
like
Orion,
it.
Don't hurt him.
Down on a never-ending bender. Tap that ass and then return to sender. Yeah, I'll take your return if you don't have a receipt. Then I'll break my foot up in your ass and use my dick to break your teeth. Make fun of my earrings and I'll punch your fucking lights out. Jerk off in your laundry just to help you bring the whites out. Pushing carts is a man's game.